Fellow pilgrims in this divine journey, at some point in our lives, all of us would have surely asked these questions. Where is God? Is He with us? Does He listen to our prayers? And if He does it also mean that He is watching over us? Here is a story seeking answers for all these questions. We, the students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, humbly offer a drama titled Hridayantaranga at His Divine Lotus Feet. So, where indeed is God? Let's find out. One fine morning in Madhavpur,
Sir, come sir. These are the best coconuts and flowers you can ever get.
Don't believe him, sir. These are the best coconuts and flowers. If you offer these flowers, you will directly go to Vaikuntha.
Why will he want to go to Vaikuntha when he still has a long life to live? Say whatever you wish. The quality of my coconuts is world famous.
Only fools would think that your coconuts are better than mine.
Even the sarpanch buys coconuts from my stall. You think he's a fool?
No. You are making them fools.
Hey, sir,
come
sir,
here.
These are best. Sir. Papa,
Krishna, if you both want to quarrel with each other, don't pull me into it.
Okay. For your satisfaction, I'll take one from both of you.
Sir, give me some money, sir. I did not have food for past so many days, sir. Some money, sir.
Krishna. Early morning, first I had to face these coconut sellers. And now this beggar. Babu, don't you have any shame begging for money?
Why should I have any shame, sir? You beg God inside the temple for money. I beg you outside the temple for money. Aren't we both doing the same thing?
So you all have started quarreling early in the morning itself. Radhe Krishna Panditji.
Radhe Krishna.
Shedji, he is the head priest of this temple. And our village owes its prosperity to his prayers made to Lord Krishna.
Everything is the Lord's Leela. I am but a mere instrument in His hands.
That very Lord has bestowed my business with prosperity. As a token of my gratitude, I wish to offer these jewels and gold coins to the temple. Please don't refuse my offering, Panditji. This is the least I can do for the Lord who has given me so much.
Panditji, accept them for his satisfaction.
I shall take your leave now. Radhe Krishna Sarpanji.
Panditji, how is everything? How is your wife's health? I heard she was ill.
She has not yet recovered. But surely the Lord will take care of her.
What about your son Mano?
Mano? He is a bright child. And there is no doubt about it. He asks so many questions sometimes for which even I don't have answers. I am a bit worried about his cynicism.
Don't worry. Our Kana will take care of him. Panditji, blessed are the children who accept God without any resistance. But even more blessed are those who accept God after questioning him, testing him, and finally experiencing him. Mano is one such bright child.
Father, these are the fruits you had asked me to get. Radhe Krishna. Radhe Krishna, Sarpanji.
Radhe Krishna, beta. How are you?
I am fine. Sarpanji, mother is not well. I need to get back home. I shall take your leave.
Theek hai, beta.
Radhe Krishna.
Okay, Panditji. I'll take leave. Jai Shri Krishna.
Jai Shri Krishna.
Father, the groceries are all but over. The few handfuls of dal our neighbor gave us last week also got over. I don't know what to do for tomorrow's breakfast.
Ever since your mother fell ill, you have been taking care of the household so well, beta. I'll see what I can do about it. Don't you worry. Lord Krishna will surely do something.
Speaking of Krishna, what happened to the money the merchant gifted to the temple today?
Mano, you know very well, that money belongs to Krishna. I have already used it to procure something for the temple.
For the temple? And not for us? The temple has enough wealth, Father. God can take care of himself.
And the same God will take care of us also.
If only we could have taken that money, we could have used it for mother's cure.
Mano, you are failing to see the reality. Why do you need the Lord's money when all you need is the Lord himself? At this juncture, I am reminded of a beautiful incident from Mahabharata. Like always, God gave choice to man, and Arjuna showed what one should choose.
Madhusudanam, bhajare sada, ब्रजबालकम् भजरे सदा।
ओ अर्जुन, व्हेन डिड यू कम?
प्रणाम्स कृष्णा, I came just a while ago.
Are your brothers doing well? How is Panchali?
With thy grace, all is well, Krishna. But the calm and comfort of the past has given away to the anxiety of what the future holds for us.
The future? Why worry about it now? Spend the present in a righteous manner, Parth, and the future will take care of itself. And I'm sure that the Pandavas will never stray from the path of Dharma. Oh, Suyodhan, what a pleasant surprise. What brings you here?
Vasudev, as you are aware, Aryavarta will soon be witness to one of the fiercest battles ever fought in this. I am here to ask about your participation.
But what has this war got to do with me? Let me guess. Are you here to ask about my participation in the war?
Yes, even as we speak, the mighty God...
Wait, wait. Before you request anything of me, I have something to say. Following the footsteps of my elder brother Balrama, I too have decided not to take part in the war. But do not worry. I will give you two choices. On one hand, you will have my two Akshavani strong Narayani Sena, which is famed for his prowess and valor. On the other, you will have me, who will not take up arms. So, what would you like, Arjuna? Me? For my Narayani Sena?
Vasudev, I arrived here first, so I get to choose first.
But I saw Arjuna first, so he gets to choose first.
I should have seen this coming. How could I have expected anything but injustice? That too from a kin of the Pandavas.
Madhav, I can't bear seeing you take blame for us Pandavas. Let Bratha Duryodhan choose first.
It is my decision that the luxury of choice goes to the one I saw first. So Arjuna, the choice is yours.
Whatever be the circumstances, we Pandavas always wanted you and you alone, O Vasudeva.
Are you sure, Parth? You will not have the services of Krishna, the warrior.
The might of any army pales in comparison to what you can give us, Krishna, just by your presence on our side.
Vasudev, that's settled then. Now that Arjuna has made his wise decision, both of us have got what we had come for. Thank you, Krishna.
Narayani Sena, the very thing he had come to seek, while Arjuna chose Narayana's support, the only thing he sought. It is that choice that made all the difference in the battle of Mahabharata. The one whose will moves the entire creation shall also take care of our petty problems. Remember, beta, always choose creator over his creation.
What are you saying, father? How can you even think our mother's suffering is petty? How can you wax philosophical in such a circumstance which demands practical thinking? Then Krishna was in flesh and blood. But where is your Krishna now? The only Krishna I know is a stone in that temple. And what good has he done to us?
What are you speaking, Mano?
All the money which comes home goes to the temple. You give your sweat and blood to Krishna. What about your family, father?
Don't worry, Mano. Krishna will take care.
Krishna will take care. We have been struggling to get 2 square meals a day. Mother has not been well for almost 2 months now. Where has he taken care, father? What sort of care are you talking about?
These difficulties are mere tests for our faith in him. All we have to do is to take his name and offer all actions to him. Surely he will take care of the rest. Why don't you understand?
It's not I, father. It's you who don't understand. Now I realize there's no point reasoning with you. Oh, it's already time for closing the temple. I'm sorry for wasting your precious time, father.
Krishna.
Radhe Krishna, Mano.
Radhe Krishna. I'm so glad that you all are here. Is your father at home? No. He's gone back to the temple.
So, tell me, where shall we go today? To Suresh Babu's sugarcane field? I heard his sugarcanes are the best.
I'm bored of sugarcanes and mangoes. We've been only going to different orchards and fields. How about a game of cards?
I'm in no mood to go anywhere or play cards. Why? What happened, Mano? Everything fine at home? Mother has not been well. And father is not ready to use the temple's money. I don't know what array yaar. I've been hearing the same story from so many months. Tell me something new. If you were in my position, you would understand my predicament.
We totally understand your predicament. But what we don't understand is why you have not done anything about it yet.
What can I do? As long as we are dependent on the temple for sustenance, I'm helpless.
See, Mano, I think your father is right. Your temple and its Krishna can easily take care of your needs and wants.
Now you two don't start. I've had enough of temple and Krishna. For me, it's nothing but a heartless stone. Not just any stone, but a valuable stone. That is the solution for all your problems. What?
Do you know how much money the idol can fetch you?
Krishna, Krishna! What blasphemy are you talking of? I can't even imagine stealing the idol.
See, Mano, it only depends on how much you want to save your mother.
Yes, desperate times, desperate measures. But wouldn't it be sheer ingratitude on my part to the temple, which has been the source of our bread and butter?
Ha! You and your family have shown enough gratitude to the temple. For once, let the temple show its gratitude to you.
But after all these years of sweat and toil, it has almost become the basis of my father's existence.
When it comes to choosing between your father's sweat and toil and your mother's existence itself, I am surprised you're thinking twice about it.
I don't think he's really worried about his mother's condition. As a responsible son, I would have made this choice even before batting an eyelid. No, it's not that I'm being irresponsible. It's just that...
Don't worry, Manu. We are there to help you.
You are doing the right thing.
I even know of a merchant who will be ready to pay you a handsome price for such an exquisite idol.
As soon as your father retires to bed tonight, take the keys and wait for us near the temple.
Okay, I shall come. Where are they? Why haven't they turned up yet? It's already getting late. There's no point waiting for them now. Guess I'll have to do it myself. So heavy. Krishna. Krishna. Krishna.
Shh. There is no time. Fast.
Hey, who's that? Krishna, somebody has seen us. Stop. Stop right there. What do we do now?
Don't worry, Manu. Everything will be fine. Just keep quiet.
Krishna, the idol is missing. I need to inform the serpents immediately.
Keep the idol down. Here, hide this idol. And remember, do not speak a word at any cost. Understood? No, go, go.
I'll hide behind those bushes. What just happened? Was it Krishna? Did Krishna help me steal the idol? Was it real? Or I'm hallucinating? No, but it must be real. Krishna himself handed me the idol. And he told me not to breathe a word about this to anyone.
Where did they go?
I think somebody is coming.
There, I saw someone going that side. Let's go, let's go.
What? Mano?
Dinu, you must be mistaken. We have known Mano from his childhood. He could have never done this. After all, he is our Panditji's son.
No, no, Sarpanji. I saw with my own eyes Mano absconding with the idol and the sanctum sanctorum was empty.
Out of all people, you, Mano? What a disgrace to your father.
Mano, did you steal the idol? Are these allegations true? Why are you staying silent? Speak up, Mano, speak up.
Can't you see? His silence is nothing but shameful admission of guilt.
Our entire life revolves around Krishna. And you wanted to take him away from us. Are you not ashamed? Open your mouth and respond.
No, I see it. Who else could have laid his hands on the keys of the temple door?
What made you commit such a heinous act? What audacity?
Hey, look!
But this can't be possible. I saw with my own eyes Mano absconding with the idol.
You sinner, how could you accuse our Mano of such a crime? The problem is not with him, it's with your eyes.
What a great man our Mano is. He bore all the accusations silently.
I am sorry, Mano. I shouldn't have doubted you. Please forgive me.
What are you saying, Father? You don't have to apologize to me.
I do, beta. You have been taking care of Mother so well. Today, I...
No, Father. You've always done your duty perfectly. It's just that...
It's been such a tiring day. Let's go home, Mano.
Father, you go ahead. I will take some time.
Don't take so long, beta. Come soon.
If the idol is here, then what happened to the idol I hid there? I think I'm missing something. I need to find out. gold. What Leela is this, Krishna? You gave me the taste of your nectar and love, and now took it all away from me. You gave me the darshan of your beautiful form, but left me with what insignificant little this deluded mind could dream of. Indeed, whatever ever done to deserve you? Despite all that was said and done, this sinner shamelessly asks for you, Krishna. Shamelessly asks for you. What a fool I am. In spite of living at your very doorstep all these years, with your name pervading every inch of my house, in spite of all my father's words, I still didn't know you, Krishna. I still didn't know you, Krishna. Can I get one more chance? Can I start all over again? Now that you've opened my eyes, please don't leave me in the dark again, Krishna. Please don't leave me in the dark again. Oh, Daya Sagara, please give this sinner one more drop of benevolence. Where are you, Krishna? Where are you?
Kaisi hai ye teri ma. चाहो ना ये तन ना चाहो ये काया, चाहो तो बस तेरी छाया, चाहो एक आस है उस दिन की, मुझको आस है जब तू ये जाने तेरा मोहन तेरे आस पास है, तेरे आस पास है.
माय डियर मनो, वेयर हैव आई गॉन that you ask such a question? Where am I not that you cannot find me? when you thought that a stone was all that I was, I chose to show you this form so that you could choose between the creation and the Creator. Your father must be very proud of you now, for you have made the right choice, Mano. Know that when you need me, you deserve me. And when you deserve me, I give myself to you. Whenever you need me, all you need to do is call out to me, and I shall come.
And thus, Mano found his treasure hidden in the bottom of his heart. He found that Krishna was more valuable than all the gold the world can ever offer. How beautiful the saga of love between the Lord and the devotee. Now, this is not the end. It is not even the beginning of the end, but it is perhaps the end of the beginning. Twenty years later, in Madhavpur.
Whatever happens, we have to sell all the coconuts today.
Fresh coconuts, sweet coconuts, beautiful flowers.
Sweet coconuts, fresh coconuts. Why do you want to start your day with a lie?
I wasn't talking about your coconuts.
See, customers come directly to me. Sir, come sir, very fresh coconuts. Take sir, see, beautiful coconut.
Hey Prabhu, why is this coconut cracked?
Sir, this is not defective. These underwent crack tests.
Crack tests? Sir, come here, come here. These are the best coconuts, high quality coconuts. Even if you hit, these won't break.
Krishna, Krishna, what should I do with this coconut if it won't break? You keep your coconut with yourself.
Sir, I will buy from
somebody else.
Not even one coconut got sold today.
Sir.
Come, sir. These are the best coconuts.
You can offer these coconuts to our Lord Krishna, sir.
Sir, come here. Offer these coconuts, you will realize your fortune here, sir, here.
I have realized my fortunes. When will you realize yours?
Hey, wait. This person looks familiar.
Yeah, I have seen him somewhere.
Not somewhere, here, right in front of the temple.
Hey, you're that beggar, right?
You took so long to recognize me.
But how?
I just thought that for once, I'll try praying directly to Krishna rather than to all those who come to him. So I took coconuts from these baskets and offered it to Lord Krishna, praying for my good fortune. And here I am, 20 years later, to offer my gratitude to Lord Krishna.
So, these coconuts had so much good fortune in them.
And I also heard that our very own Manoraja Swami has become the head priest of the temple. How times have changed.
Yeah. Times have changed.
Take this money and give me a coconut.
Don't worry.
You can keep the change. I understand.
Maybe you should try offering at least one of your coconuts inside the temple.
Trust me. The returns inside the temple are much higher than outside the temple. Jai Shri Krishna.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah. We should stop selling coconuts and start begging.
Pandranga! No, you fool! If one coconut
gave him so much of good fortune. Imagine basket full of coconuts. Full fortune. Let's go. Take basket.
Arey bhaiya, how much for these coconuts?
Sir, these coconuts are not for sale.
Hey, bhai.
Look, Manaraja Swami has come.
Madhav Kaka, how's your mother?
After heeding to your advice of chanting the Lord's name each time before taking the medicine, she miraculously got better. We don't know how to thank you, Panditji.
Don't thank me. All this is Krishna Leela. Thank him. He is the protector of the entire cosmos. Are, how come you both are inside the temple today?
Nothing, Swamiji. We just came to offer these coconuts to Lord Krishna, so he'll bless us too with good fortunes.
See, Govinda, Gopala, the Lord doesn't need your coconuts, or for that matter, all the wealth that the world can offer. All he's looking for is the purity in your prayers. Love him, and that's the best you can offer him.
Thank you, Panditji, for opening our eyes. You are truly a boon to this village.
Radhe Krishna.
Radhe Krishna.
Kanha. Madhav Kaka's mother has gotten well after following your advice. And remember that merchant who came a month ago? He says his business is doing well and his joy knows no bounds. And that little Shami, he has done well in his examinations too. Kanha, you know everything.
But still, it gives me great joy to hear all this from you every single day. By the way, I feel hungry already. What are you going to offer me today?
Today, it's your favorite poha.
Now let me tell you what happened today. There was a group of devotees who were having bhajans under a banyan tree. I decided to give my darshan to them. So I went up to them. And you know what they did? They caught me, made me sit alongside them, and asked me to join them in bhajans. They refused to believe that I was their Kanha. When I tried to convince them further, one of them took a stone and said, "If you truly are Krishna, then convert this into gold." I did as he said. And then
all of them fell at your feet and started worshipping you.
No, Mano. All of them ran away from me, only to come back running with bigger stones. This happens almost every day, Mano. People come to me and ask for almost everything under the sun. They want health. They want wealth. They want fame. But none of them hold my hand and say, "I want you, Lord."
But Kanha, now that I have your darshan, sparshan and sambhashan, what more could I possibly want?
Is it? It is easy to experience me upon hearing my melodious flute. But what about in the stillness of silence? Will the music of my flute still linger in your heart? Remember this, Mano. Treasure each and every note that escapes this flute. For it is these notes that give rise to a timeless melody in your heart and establish my eternal presence.
Kanha, you are a little different today. What happened?
This difference has come only to reduce the difference between you and me.
Today is a very good day. We have a puja in the temple. Come, let us take the blessings of the Lord.
Radhe Krishna Sarpanji.
Radhe Krishna Swamiji. This is our revered Manoraja Swami. Panditji, these people are our guests. They have come from the neighboring village.
Radhe Krishna.
Swamiji, the puja which you conducted last week is already bearing fruit. Our village has experienced bountiful rains, even as the surrounding areas are scorching. It's all the power of your prayers.
No, Sarpanji. All this is Krishna's benevolence.
Swamiji, this is the quality of a true devotee, attributing everything to the Lord. And this is the relationship between you and Krishna, which all of us hear about. That is what makes this temple special.
Indeed, Swamiji. Our temple's glory has reached every village in the mandal. Hearing about this, people from throughout the mandal have been thronging our village with the faith and hope that their prayers would be answered. And they have a prayer to make of you.
A prayer? What can I do to you? How can I be of any service?
Swamiji, every year we have a village festival. And this year we are planning a Bhagavata Saptaham. It would be a great privilege for us if you could grace the occasion by delivering the concluding address.
We would be really blessed to have Manoraja Swami amidst us.
I need to ask Krishna about this. Oh, it was so kind of you to even consider me. But I would like some time to think. Can you come after the evening, Arati?
Sure, Swamiji. We'll come back in the evening.
Radhe Krishna. Krishna, some people have come from the neighboring village and they have invited me to the Bhagavata Saptaham there. So, what is your opinion? Should I go? Kanha, why isn't he responding? After the evening aarti,
Radhe Krishna Swamiji, have you made up your mind?
Krishna hasn't responded to my prayers. And I can't go without his consent. I really need his guidance. Forgive me. I have not yet made up my mind. Can you come tomorrow morning I will surely tell you my decision then.
Okay, Swamiji, we'll come back tomorrow.
What is taking you so long, Kanha? These people have come from a far away village, and it is not good on our part to keep them waiting. I need to give them a reply by tomorrow morning. Tell me, should I go or not?
Yet again, there was no response from Miss Krishna. Every day, the villagers approached Mano. All Mano could do was paint a sorry picture in front of them, for he had not got his answer from the Lord.
Manuraja Swami, you are here? Didn't you go home last night?
Is it dawn already?
Yes, it is already time for early morning puja.
Krishna, what should I do now? I don't know what to tell them.
Swamiji, it's time for us to leave. Please tell us your
decision. There is nothing wrong in spreading the Lord's glory. But what if it sows the seed of ego? What if in the process I go away from Krishna? What then?
Swamiji, to hear you narrate the Lord's leelas will be a great blessing for all of us.
What is this, Dharma Sankat? How can I turn down such a noble request?
Many people in our village are eagerly waiting for you. Please do not disappoint them.
Okay, in that case, I'll gladly join. For my heart too fills with joy and bliss whenever I speak of Krishna. The story of Krishna and Sudama brings out a wonderful message. If you take one step towards the Lord, He will take 100 steps towards you. Sudama hadn't seen Krishna for decades. Yet, he had firm faith that Krishna will always take care. That was the beautiful bond between Krishna and his devotee.
Swamiji, words fail to explain how blissful we feel right now. You soaked us in the nectar and bliss of the Lord's glory. Indeed, we could verily feel Lord Krishna amidst us.
As a small token of our gratitude, please accept this.
How can I accept this gift? What will Krishna think? But then, I am a pujari, and it's my duty to spread his glory. I am only accepting the reward that comes with it.
Swamiji, thank you.
Krishna, you know how elated I feel? You should have seen their reaction when I was speaking about your leelas. They were so enthralled by the stories of your exploits. What devotion! Many of them even had tears of joy running down their cheeks. Wow! What a sight it was. You know, I felt as if they found fulfillment through my talk. Kanha, Krishna, aren't you satisfied? Did I do a bad job? I did all this just for you. What are you holding back? Why aren't you responding?
Panditji, this year's yield has not been very good. Unless I get a very good price for my crop, I will not be able to repay my debt. Please, Panditji, please pray to Krishna for a good price for my crop. He is the only one who can save me. Swamiji, if you pray, Krishna will surely respond. Please pray to Kanha on my behalf. Panditji, is something wrong?
Is something wrong? Do you have the faintest idea what I am going through? Who said Krishna answers my prayers? By the way, why should I pray for you? I am the pujari here, and it's my job to worship him. If you have a problem, you pray to him. Don't waste my time.
Now that you have also forsaken me, I don't know where to turn to. But Panditji, it was not your fault. I didn't know how wrong I was. Please, Panditji, don't be angry with me. Radhe Krishna.
What did I just do? I shouldn't have vented my frustration on poor Vasu. After all that he needed was a shoulder to lean on, somebody to just listen to his problems and provide support. Chah! Forgive me, Krishna. I didn't know what I was doing.
His flute is the most enchanting, for it can mesmerize anyone with its music. At the same time, it is also the most testing, as it can torment you with its silence. The weeks that pass by were like aeons to Manu, each second a year. Manu was stuck in the void of his silence.
Yet another day has passed, Krishna, and you still haven't spoken to me. This temple is enveloped by the choking fog of your absence, through which one can't feel your radiance. Is it the same for all the devotees? Or is it that you chose to punish me alone? I don't know.
Panditji! Panditji!
Who is it?
Right now, you are the only one who can help me. Please do not refuse me.
What happened?
This bag contains money which does not belong to me. I stole it from State Chandrakant safe. Oh, please do not misunderstand me. I was helpless. My sister required urgent medical help and had to be shifted to the nearby town. I lost all my savings in this year's harvest. I had to do this, Panditji. Please do not refuse me, for my sister's life is at stake. Right now, I'm being chased by the sages, man. Could you please keep this with you? I'll come back tomorrow at the same time and collect it.
What?
Please don't say no.
If I accept this money, I'll be part of a crime. But he requires the money more than the sage does. No, no, no. Who am I to judge that? But I too was in his shoes once, when mother's life was at stake. Was I any different? No. Surely, that was a different Mano. Now, shouldn't I be the one to show people the right path? No matter what I do, Krishna will take care.
Panditji, there is no time. I'll come back tomorrow at the same time. Until then.
Poor fellow. One can't blame him. Don't we all become a bit irrational when it comes to our loved ones? But why is it that I don't feel good about this?
What now to call our Panditji your partner in crime? Whom do you think you are fooling? See, Panditji is here. Panditji?
That bag looks exactly the same as the one which went missing from my safe.
Sageji, it doesn't look the same. It is the same.
Panditji, how did you come by this?
Surely Panditji must have found it somewhere. Right, Panditji?
Found it somewhere? I don't think so. I'm sure there's a much thicker plot running here.
No, 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 Sageji. Please do not blame him. I was the one who stole it and forced it into his hands, thinking that temple would be the last place anyone would suspect it to be in. Please do not defile his character by calling him an accomplice of this thief. Even the Lord shall not forgive if such a calamity befalls his devotee.
Of course. How can you even think of branding Panditji as a criminal? After all, his innocence was proven by the Lord himself.
I am indeed very sorry, Panditji. Forgive me for casting aspersions on your character.
So that settles it all. All is well that ends well. Jai Shri Krishna.
Mano, such indiscretion doesn't befit a person of your stature. You were the last person I expected who would touch a piece of stolen property. You should have counseled him as to what is right and what is not. That is what your father would have done. Anyway, Radhe Krishna.
What have I reduced myself to? A thief? A criminal? Forgive me, Father, for I have tainted the sanctity of the position I was blessed with. Discretion deserted me, and in the heat of the moment, I brought disgrace to our entire family and years of your dedicated service. Even you deserted me, Krishna. Didn't you promise me that you will be there for me whenever I needed you? Didn't I accept that money in front of your very own eyes? And if you knew that I was committing a sin, why were you silent? Why did you stop me? Why did you abandon me? It has been weeks since I saw your beautiful form. Do you think that praises and prizes that I was bestowed with means anything to me? Do you know how incomplete I feel when the day ends and I don't hear your mellifluous voice? Do you know how hollow I feel when I desperately pine for you and you choose not to respond? Is this what you do to your devotees who give their everything to you? Does my anguish mean nothing to you, Krishna? Have you become so heartless? Where are you, Krishna?
Krishna!
मैं यहाँ ही तो हूँ, क्यों नहीं तू ढूंढता था, यही रहूं यही तू देख ही ना रहा। मैं यहाँ ही तो हूँ, क्यों नहीं तू ढूंढता, मेरे दिल में बस एक आस है उस दिन की, मुझको आस है जब तू ये जाने तेरा मोहन तेरे आस पास है, तेरे आस पास है।
माय डियर मनु,
where have I gone that you ask such a question? Where am I not that you cannot find me? Just because you couldn't see me, does it mean that I was not there? Do you know how many times I tried to reach out to you, Mano?
What are you talking, Krishna? It was I who tried to reach out to you, and you who wouldn't respond. Whenever I was confronted with conflicting emotions, I desperately prayed for your guidance, but all that I got was your silence.
But I kept guiding you, Mano, even before you prayed to me. Whenever you were in a dilemma, whose voice was it that you heard first? I tried to guide you, Mano, but you ignored me, choosing the head over the heart. Once when you questioned my existence, I revealed myself to you to show that I'm always there for you. And after all these years, it seems you're troubled by the same question. Back then, you had reduced me to a mere piece of stone. And now, you have reduced me to this physical form. All this yearning has indeed brought me closer to you, Mano. But why do you want to think that I'm in any way separate from you? Am I not your Hridaya Nivasi? Let every thought that arises have me in it. Let every word you utter resonate with my message. Let every action of yours be an offering to me. Then there will be no difference between you and me.
Hey!
चलना सिखाया, दर्द में भी हंसना सिखाया। बच्चे तुम्हारे जब रो पड़े हम, प्यार से हमको गले लगाया, प्यार से हमको गले लगाया। कितने प्यारे साई हमारे गीता का, ओ सार तुम इस जहां
गज वदना गणनाथ गजानना पाहि गणेशा विनायका त्रिभुवन पालक मंगलदायक विद्याबुद्धि सिद्धि प्रदायक पाहि गणेशा विनायका पाहि गणेशा
जीवन तेरे हवाले प्रभु ही से पग पग तू ही संभाले पग तू ही संभाले पग पग तू ही संभाले से हो पग पग तू ही संभाले पग पग तू ही संभाले से हो पग पग तू ही संभाले मेरा जीवन साई हवाले प्रभु से पग पग तू ही संभाले तेरे हवाले प्रभु इसे पग पग तू ही संभाले जीवन पग पग तू ही संभाले से हो पग पग तू ही संभाले साई हवाले प्रभु इसे पग पग तू ही संभाले मोह माया के बंधन तोड़ो दे प्रभु अपनी शरण में ले लो प्रभु अपनी शरणों साई को अपना ले प्रभु इसे भग भग दूरी संभाले तेरे हवाले प्रभु इसे पग पग तुझे संभाले
हे निराकारी अल्लाह हे अवतारी प्रभु
चोरा ये सौदा के बाद नवनीत चोर को
Thank you.
जय